We're talking with Carolyn McCullum. I'm Molly. And Carolyn is a director of Feng Shui Harmony, a very, very, I think, from what I'm learning today, a real necessity in when we're buying a new house or looking at changing a business or a job or looking at our health. Carolyn, something you mentioned earlier were stairs going up and cutting. Can you just give me a bit more information about that?
Sure, Molly. The stairs relate to cutting because when you look at a set of stairs, there is obviously the cutting of each stair, which then cuts into the energy that's located there. Now, a lot of the time, the energy located there, it's not going to be a problem having stairs. So it's not stairs that are bad. It's only if your energy is that's located there is related to someone who lives in that home. So, for instance, in the yin-yang school, we look at the year that the person was born, and we then identify on the floor plan of the house where that person's energy lies. And if their energy lies on the staircase, it indicates that they're more than likely going to have some sort of an operation because their personal energy is being cut every time those stairs are used, or even just being in existence, those stairs are cutting their personal energy. It's similar to my daughter having her energy in the pool. It increased her chance of drowning in that pool because that pool was drawing her to that place. And as a three-year-old who couldn't swim to save herself, that was a dangerous prospect, which is why we didn't move into the home, pretty much due to that, because I would never forgive myself if we had have moved in and something like that would have happened after I'd been warned about it.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So if you have a house with stairs and your energy sits on the stairs, what sort of things could you do? Does that vary for different people because of their birth date and so on?
It does vary. It depends exactly on the year you were born, whether your energy sits on those stairs or not, and where they're placed in the house. Unfortunately, that is one of the areas that there is no remedy for. It is just how it is, and therefore there is nothing you can do about it other than be aware that you're likely to have operations, so maybe increase your health insurance because you know that that is likely to happen. It's as simple as that.
Mm, okay, so definitely, folks, I think a great reason to get your house seen to before you buy it if it's got stairs.
Just with the personal energy zones as well, it can be used in a positive way. So we can see that if people want to be in a certain area of that home, that's a great place to have your bedroom. So when you're choosing your home and you might have four children and you've got four bedrooms, to work out which bedroom is going to suit each child, you would work out where their personal energy zone was and try and position that child in that room. Likewise, if you weren't able to do that and someone's personal energy zone was in someone else's bedroom, it would indicate that that person would prefer to be in that room. So often when I see clients, I have children's energy in the parent's bedroom. And what that tells me is that child is likely to be cuddled up between mum and dad in their room. And that's where they feel the most comfortable because that's where their personal energy is.
That's very interesting because my little granddaughter, who's a year old, really loves being in bed with mummy and daddy. So, and they're trying to get her into her bedroom. What might they do to change that, perhaps?
You can't change where people's personal energy zone is.
No.
It is where it is, and it's based on the year that they were born. So, but knowing where it is, you can then adjust things accordingly. So you can have them sitting at the dining room table in their energy zone, or you can choose their bedroom to be in their energy zone. If you want to have them studying, then put the desk and the computer that they need to study at in their personal energy zone, and they're more likely than not wanting to go there to be in that secure, supportive space.
Mm, that's very interesting. Very interesting. All right, so let's talk about health, assisting people's health. How can, well, I guess knowing where your personal energy space is and the furniture around you, the colours and so on, tell me how that can either affect positively or negatively, I would imagine, someone's health.
People's health and relationship is probably what I focus on most. Everyone wants to be prosperous, but my view is that if you don't have your health and a supportive, positive relationship, you're not going to be prosperous. So I always try and focus on people's health and relationships first and foremost. And when they've got that, I find that the prosperity comes as a direct result. So a lot of my clients come to me with health issues. And what I do is I look at where their energy is in the bedroom, because that's where they're sleeping. And that's where you go to rest and recuperate and rejuvenate your cells every night. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to be in supportive energy. And to do that, that, I make sure that I have a very clear understanding of what their needs are, what health issues they might have, and make sure that the energy that they're sleeping in is going to support them, not hinder them. If it does hinder them, then I suggest remedies to help harmonise the negative energy that is in their bedroom, or I suggest that they move to a room with more prosperous and beneficial positive energy. I've recently had a client who was a naturopath who had concerns for her young son. She had tried absolutely everything to help him health-wise and nothing seemed to work. He had chronic stomach pains, he had low attention at school, and she was at the end of her tether and thought, oh well, I'll try feng shui. And off I went and I looked through her house with her and measured the type of energy that was in his bedroom, and we literally moved his bed from one side of the room to the other side of the room, from the negative energy to the positive energy, and within 10 days she had a complete turnaround for his health. The teacher actually rang her up and said, what have you done? He is a different child. And it was as obvious as that, within 10 days, the difference that moving that child from sleeping in negative, non-supportive energy and then sleeping in positive, supportive energy made to him and his illness and his behaviour at school.
That's quite staggering, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. I still get challenged when I see the difference that feng shui can make to people, because it really is, you have to see it to believe it. And that's why I have a lot of testimonials on my website, because it's all well and good for me to say this, this, this and this, but it's much better for people to hear it from clients who have had the benefit of my services and have been able to notice the real changes that they bring once they've had a feng shui consultation done.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I'm wondering how different classes at school might be if the rooms were all done, so to speak, and I wonder if they sat another way, if that could make a difference. I would assume it would.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes, possibly. Yeah. Trying to integrate the 30 children's personal energy into each of their sectors might be challenging, though.
Yeah.
There are definitely a lot of things that can be done in a school or learning setting that would help people learn better.
Really fascinating. I'm just thinking, even a birthing ward where women are giving birth, that could be negatively impacted by the position of the bed or equipment or something, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yes, it can.
Amazing. Okay, so health, again, if you're renting a home, I guess you have to think about what you would do, because you can't do anything structural. So, we were talking during the break about things like your front door, if it's not quite positioned correctly, what can you do? And you were mentioning getting a jade plant at the front of the door, and that's sort of one of those quick fix, do-it-yourself things that may be right for some people but not others. I've certainly heard that you put a jade and it'll bring money and all sorts of things, but not necessarily so.
Not necessarily so. There are a lot of general information snippets out there that are to do with feng shui, and yes, sometimes they work, but a lot of the time they don't, because it really depends on everyone's personal circumstances. People are born at different years, in different times. Their house faces different directions. So it really has to be looked at in an overall holistic way, not just put the plant at the door and money will flow freely. You know, put the 3 Chinese coins in your wallet and your wallet will never end. So, you know, it's those sort of things that are nice to believe, but they don't necessarily work every time.
Certainly. What about in the office space? I mean, you know, sometimes offices have one person that's aggressive or angry all the time or doesn't seem to get on with anyone.
Yes.
So I guess that, you know, could be an energy thing for them as well.
It is. There's a whole lot of positive and negative energy in every building. Negative energy, we look at things like conflict, robbery, sickness, argument, all of those negative type things are everywhere, and it's how we manage that energy. So if we know where the energy is by getting a consultation done, we can then manage that using colours and furniture and remedies to help those things. In an office, it's a little bit more simple, if you like, than a home, because people aren't sleeping there, eating there, which is really about the health issues, which is what you want to deal with. So when I do offices and businesses, I do like to do a residential consultation as well for the owner, because what's happening at home is going to impact on what's happening at work.
In the
office, for instance, you would want a solid wall behind you. You wouldn't want windows behind you, because having that solid wall acts as your mountain of support. So you want to position your desk desk in a certain way that you have a solid wall behind you and that you can freely see the door. You can see people coming in and going out. People can't creep up behind you and shock you or stab you in the back. So there are power positions to be placed in office environments and also in business environments. There's optimum places to put the cash register in shops. Obviously, if you locate your cash register in a prosperity zone, that's going to help you tenfold. So there's a whole range of different things that you look at depending on whether you're looking at a business or whether you're looking at a residential home.
Gee, it's really a fascinating modality, isn't it? Such a lot to it. Okay, can we just talk about what sort of consultations you do actually provide, Carolyn?
Sure, Molly. I have a range of consultations depending on what level people want to get to. As we've heard today, there are so many layers to feng shui. There is a very simplified layer. There's different schools to look at through to the more complex layers. So as a result of that, I have come up with a few different types of consultations, from the very simplistic consultation, which is your pre-purchase inspection to let you know what energy you're walking into and sleeping in if you purchase or rent a particular place, up to the comprehensive feng shui consultations, which provide you with 40-page plus reports based on where your energy zones are, where the stove is, what it's doing, where fire is placed in your home, where the different flying stars are, where the positive energy is, where the negative energy is, a snapshot of every room, what you need to do, what remedies you need to put in place, where you should put a water feature to activate your prosperity, what rooms are best for the actual occupants of the home, looking at the garden, where you should put a water feature in the garden to activate your prosperity, what energy is at the entrance, what energy is in the kitchen, the living room, the dining room. It goes on and on.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. It can be as simple as a general snapshot 1 to 2 page report, or as complex as 40 plus page report and 2 visit and anywhere in between. So it really is available for everyone to some degree, and that's really what I'd like to provide, because it's such an important area to have covered that by providing even just a snapshot, you will definitely get the benefit of understanding a lot more about where the prosperous energy is and where the harming energy is, that you can then harmonise using different methods.
Fantastic. It's certainly something I think I'm going to have to look at, have our place done. Well, I think the other thing I just wanted to check with you, to ask you, do you cover things like water tables under the ground, the earth and the electromagnetic fields, and does all of that come into that consultation, or is that something that's a separate issue one might look at?
I do actually cover it as part of the comprehensive consultation. So I look at the geopathic stress, which is what you're talking about with the water underneath the ground, and also magnetic fields, electromagnetic fields. I have a Gauss meter that I take with me to consultations, and I check the meter box. It's really important not to be sleeping near a meter box because of the nasties that emanate from there. I would actually recommend all listeners to buy a packet of Epsom salt and put them in your meter box, because what they do is they absorb the negative EMFs that are coming out of the meter box. And when that box of Epsom salts becomes hard, then you throw it away and replace it with a new box. And Epsom salts are only, you know, $3 or $4.
Very cheap.
So it's a very cheap remedy, and it's something that's going to definitely help impact positively on your health, because the meter box is really such a major concern. When I go into people's homes, I always check where the meter box is. And I suppose you could call that modern feng shui, looking at the electromagnetic fields and the chemical usage of clients as well. I'm always foraging around in their kitchen cupboards and checking what dishwashing liquid they're using and what personal care products they're using as well, because chemicals are also a very unseen issue in most homes.
Very definitely something I'm very passionate about, trying to educate people to toss the chemicals and do it a little bit more naturally.
That's right. And, you know, when you can use microfiber cloths, which is literally a cloth and water, or you can use vinegar and lemon juice and all these simple, cheap cheap alternatives mm-hmm. that do a better job or less money, I don't understand why people are going anywhere near that cleaning aisle in the supermarket, which you can smell a mile away.
Quite agree. That's the power of advertising, isn't it? They, that's why companies spend so much money on advertising. We get, I think, sensitised and think that that's the only way there is to it. But, you know, if you look back in time, not that long ago, we didn't have all these cleaning products on the shelf. We didn't have supermarkets when I was a child growing up. So in 60 years, things have changed very considerably.
That's right.
Thank you, Carolyn. I've been really informed today by what you've been saying, and I think really I would suggest to listeners, do something about the energies. Give Carolyn a call, check her email, check her web page and contact her, because I think she's got such a variety of consultations available that there'll be something there that would suit everybody's ability to get your energy in your house and around your yard looked at. I think it's very important. And I think too, in my medical knowledge, we now are coming to an area of healthcare where we're looking at how energy is affecting us and how our mind, body, the energy of that is definitely a part of illness. And I think to look at the energies around your house is going to become a very, very important thing to do. So, Carolyn, thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us today. And I hope you'll come back again and we can discuss some more aspects of what you do, because I find it very exciting and interesting.
I absolutely love to do that, Molly. I've got many tools that I use, and I'm happy to discuss those in more details in future segments.
All right, that's wonderful. Thank you very much, Carolyn. And you can go to my webpage and have a look at balanceyourhealth.com.au, and we'll have a link to Carolyn's webpage, Feng Shui Harmony, www.fengshuiharmony.com.au.